On Wheaton College Week, if you want to change someone's mind, talk about the cause of the problem. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gail Zahar, professor of psychology, explains why.
Questions about the causes of events from the 9/11 attacks to mass shootings dominate the media as well as everyday conversations. The way we answer those questions matters greatly. Research in social psychology outlines the process we use when we try to identify the causes of events and the far-reaching consequences for our emotions, our actions, and our attitudes. Most current discourse on political differences focuses on the role of ideology, such as the so-called red-blue divide. But these analyses ignore the cognitive-emotional process that connects a worldview, such as political ideology, to opinions on controversial issues. Specifically, ideological leaning influences how one views the cause of a particular social problem, and therefore who is to blame for it. These judgments ultimately influence public policy. Take, for example, income inequality. Progressives tend to view the political system, not the individual, as responsible for a person's economic status. Liberals therefore experience sympathy and support policies such as welfare. Alternatively, conservatives tend to endorse causes such as laziness that hold the individual responsible. They experience anger rather than sympathy and wish to withhold assistance. The current emphasis on ideological differences ignores commonalities in the way people view issues. Evidence shows that blame influences the attitudes of liberals and conservatives alike. Even liberals are hesitant to help individuals who are perceived as to blame for their situation. This fact suggests a way to bridge the divide separating different ideological camps. Focus on the cause of the problems we face. It is much easier to find common ground in regard to the causes of a social problem than it is to, for example, transform a conservative into a liberal. No matter whom you seek to reach, politicians, activists, or fellow dinner party guests, talking about the cause of a problem is likely to be more effective than challenging the whole belief system.
That was Gail Zahar of Wheaton College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.